Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony is National Talk in the Third Person Day. You ever do that? You talk in the third person?
No. Tony Kornheiser is far too modest to do that. No.
Yeah.
Certainly not.
It's that people used to, just people who were full of themselves, they used to do that, but it was much more 20, 30 years ago. I don't really hear that much of any of that anymore.
I agree with that because you called him out so quickly. You said, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know,
they were
so
idiots.
That sort of stopped.
Yeah.
The most famous baseball player to ever do that is, of course, is Ricky Henderson.
Ricky Henderson.
Ricky would always say, yeah, always.
It's great.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Kevin Durant is back. The Bills reportedly want Gronk, and Coach K joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with the 76ers beating the Knicks last night in James Harden's debut game in Philadelphia. Harden went 29-9-9. In Milwaukee, the defending champion Bucks closed on a 21-6 run to beat Miami, which is still in first place in the Eastern Conference. So, Wilbon, who should feel more confident after last night's win?
Well, Tony, Philadelphia should feel more confident because they're just rolling, even though Milwaukee beat a better team. They beat that team with Jimmy Butler having a bad night, which they had something to do with, and they beat that team without Kyle Lowry playing. And as you know, that's my Eastern Conference final. Miami-Milwaukee is my Eastern Conference final. I'm not wandering over yet, although I will concede to you that the Philadelphia 76ers, with James Harden playing the way he has played this small sample size with Joel Embiid and with Maxey, who people don't even know about around the country. They're just now getting introduced to Maxey. Philadelphia looks like it could be the best team in the East, the best team in all of basketball. But to answer the question about last night, I think the Milwaukee coming back like that at home should feel, you know, I mean, pretty good too.
I'm going to pump the brakes a little bit on Philadelphia, even though you know I have them in the NBA Finals. Because 9 of their next 10 games, Mike, are against playoff teams. The Nets,
tough,
the Heat twice, the Cavs twice, the Bulls, the Nuggets, the Mavericks, the Raptors. So they'll come back to earth a little bit. But, Mike, you're not an analytics guy. You're an eye test guy. Your eyes are telling you, they should be telling you, that Harden and Embiid are special right now. They're special right now. They're scoring 127 points a game. The league leader is scoring 114. Harden's got 82-3. Embiid's got 98-3. And, Mike, every clip that we see is a pass from Harden to Embiid near the basket. So your eyes tell you that this is going toward. They're not waiting on a guy to find out if he can play home games. This is their squad.
No.
They're a juggernaut right now. Right now they are.
They're not waiting on a guy to find out if he can play for the first time in 10 months and if he can handle the crowd and if he can make a layup or will even attempt one over a 5'10" dude. They're not waiting on any of that. So, I mean, if you're Philadelphia, you're feeling pretty good about yourselves right now. The Heat are in Brooklyn tonight, where they face the return of Kevin Durant. KD hasn't played since spraining his left MCL January 15, and the Nets have gone, get this, Tone, 5-16 without him. Durant says he's energized to be back and adds that the Nets are cutting it close in terms of getting it together before the beginning of the playoffs. Tone, what does Durant's return do to your expectations for the Nets?
So my immediate expectations is they're going to be a lot better than 5-16. I want to get this number out. They were 27-15 when Durant got hurt. He's the best basketball player in the world, and you miss people like that. Look at the Clippers without Kawhi Leonard and look at Portland without Damian Lillard, and Durant's better than them. So, of course, they're going to take a hit. But when you ask me about my expectations, you know what I'm going to say. This is not one-on-one. This is five-on-five. What about the guy that can't play home games? When is he coming back? What about the guy who hasn't played 1 minute all year that they've never played with before? When is he going to get on the court? So if you ask me my expectations, Mike, you have to tell me when are Kyrie Irving and Ben Simmons going to be full-time before I tell you my expectations.
Well, my expectations are about like yours. They're going to be better. They got arguably the best player in the league coming back, Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Yeah.
You all know who I am. You know who he is. He's coming back. They'll be better. Do I expect them to be great right away? No. They don't have time to get to great this season to me, Tony, because if they play even to 14-6 over the final 20 games, that may not be good enough, probably wouldn't be, to get Brooklyn out of the play-in round. They look destined for the play-in. They're not catching Boston. I don't even have them catching Toronto. I have them finishing eighth. Maybe they can finish seventh, because you don't just walk in off the street. I remember Kevin Durant telling me that once when he thought my expectations were too high for some team that had a bunch of injured guys. He was like, wait a minute. You don't just walk off the street and regain your form.
Right.
So I hear those words he was talking about in general. I'm now applying them specifically to the Brooklyn Nets. You don't do that. So I think they're going to be a lot right. better, and I think they're still going to have difficulty.
As we sit here on a Thursday, they're an illusion. They're an illusion. They don't have all their players at the moment. And one of their players, Kevin Durant, coming off injury, he's missed a lot of games in 2 years. We don't know about him. The Athletic is reporting that the Buffalo Bills are interested in Rob Gronkowski. Gronk is from Buffalo. In 12 games last year in Tampa Bay, Gronkowski caught 55 passes for 802 yards and 6 touchdowns. In 2 playoff games, he caught 9 more passes for 116 yards and 1 touchdown. All those passes were from Tom Brady. What about if he does join the Bills, do you expect him to still be Gronk without Brady?
No, I don't expect him to be Gronk if he played with Brady. If Brady came back. I mean, I remember watching I remember calling you. Might have been the playoff game. Could have been the last regular season game. But I called you because Gronk at the end of a game was running. And every body part was struggling to move and in a different direction. And by the way, not only am I not ripping Gronk, Gronk's going straight to the Hall of Fame. He may be the greatest tight end who has ever played. He's on the short list.
That's right.
But Tony, it looked like when you see Mike Ditka walk in the last whatever, before he probably had a hip replacement, a knee replacement, Mike played that position and is in that same short list of greatness. Gronk could barely walk or run. No, it's over. There's too many miles, too many catches, too many hits, too many collisions. No, I don't expect him to be Gronk. I don't even think he will necessarily come back. I don't.
Well, he may not come back at all, although the lure of hometown cannot be underestimated.
Yeah,
it can't.
I hear that. I hear you on that.
For a swan song season or two. Here's the deal. I watch him very carefully because I think he's a great player. He's got 92 regular season touchdown catches, and only Tony Gonzalez and Antonio Gates among tight ends, and they played much longer, have more than him. You're right. He seemed slow. He couldn't get away from people. But he's still a great receiver, and he's a great blocker. Can Josh Allen get him the ball? Yeah, Josh Allen's got a gun. He can get him the ball. So I think if he decides to play and he goes to Buffalo, I honestly believe that makes Buffalo better than Kansas City and Cincinnati and Tennessee and Baltimore. I think he can. I do. I think he's got 1 year left, and I'd like to see it.
Tony,
don't know
Tony,
if he will.
I hope you're right.
He may walk.
I hope he's got some time left. But, Tony, when I saw him trying to run down the field, whenever that game was, it must have been a playoff game. I remember shaking my head, the conversation. Oh, my God. Yes, I called you right away.
He can't get away from anybody.
Do you look at this?
Yep.
Right. I don't want to see him left on the field as roadkill. He's the great Gronk. He's earned an incredible measure of respect. Yes. I don't want to see that.
Let's take a break. Coming up, Coach K is just 48 hours from his final game at Cameron, and we will ask him how he's feeling.
We'll also ask him whether he's sure he'll be able to just let go. You and I, Tony, are not just let-go people.
In 2010, Buffalo passed on Gronkowski. The next pick was New England, 42nd pick. They took Gronkowski. Buffalo got a defensive tackle who started 2 games in the pros.
Yeah, it didn't turn out too well.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We are a little more than 48 hours away from Mike Krzyzewski's final game at Cameron, appropriately against North Carolina. We welcome back to the show our old and dear friend, and I emphasize old. We are all three old. We have known each other forever. I go back with Mike to when he coached Army, even before Duke in the 1800s. Mike Krzyzewski, let's start with this. I'm told that apparently dozens of your former players at Duke are going to be there on Saturday. From many, many years back, your guys, tell me the truth. Aren't you a little afraid you're going to start to cry?
Yeah, but I'll wait till that moment instead of crying before. And, I'm trying to be really disciplined and focus just on the game. I just had practice with my team, and I told them, remember, Saturday's not about me. It's about us, no matter how much people are trying to make it about me. But I know there are going to be a lot of players back that it's going to bring back a lot of memories, which I hope to try to remember after the game.
Tony and I would love to come up with something that you have not been asked in the last month as you prepare for this game and this moment this weekend. Mike, sadly, I don't think we'll be able to do that. So I'm going to ask you something I know you've been asked. What are you going to miss most? What do you anticipate already you're going to miss most about not coaching?
Two things. One is preparation. It's like having a religion, when you prepare a certain way with a certain amount of intensity and commitment that, and you do it every time, every game, to make every game that important. But that's how I've lived my whole life. I've spent so much time. This is our 90th practice. So in 47 years, this is probably my 4,500th practice plan. Then I write a new one every night. And so that's about 14 years of your life writing practice plans. But I've loved it. And just staying young by being with young. And what a great life at 75 to still hang with 18 to 22, 23-year-old guys. I'm going to miss those relationships.
Conversely, what are you not going to miss? What are you just ready to get rid of and say good riddance to that?
Probably the way college basketball has been mismanaged for decades and to where we're at today. As a result of not listening to the voices of the coaches, because we represent the players, and to do what's currently good for them. We stay current with them. The NCAA does not stay current with them. And I'm anxious to see how this is all going to turn out, because we're in a chaotic environment right now in college athletics.
I think I read somewhere that you said you won't have anything to do with the program going forward. Are you confident you're going to be able to sort of let go of this incredible dynamic, this culture that you have built and nurtured? You're going to be able to do that? Are you that confident you will be?
Yeah, I'll do that. But I'm going to be a Duke. My wife and I have lifetime contracts. Is not making as much, but still making pretty good. with to be ambassadors for the school. So We all our 10 grandchildren live here and whatever. But as far as having anything to do with the program, it's John's. It's going to be, I don't own the program. It's been mine for 42 years, and Duke owns the program, and he's going to be the new leader, and I'll be there in whatever way I can raise money and whatever. But not to coach or any. People have said that, like, you want to maintain. I don't want any control. I want to get a new dog. I lost my dog, Blue, last summer. I want to drink more wine. I want to go to the beach whenever I want. And I want to do the things that I have sacrificed doing to do what I love. And they're worth it. They were worth every second. But I don't want to do that. I don't want to make those sacrifices anymore.
So we'll get you out of here on this. First, let me say that it's not fair that you have your hair and I lost my hair. It's completely unfair. And I think the world should know that.
I was going to wear a hat today. I was going to wear a hat today because you look pretty good in those hats.
In my honor. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. So you don't play golf. Everybody in the world plays golf. Wilbon and I play golf. All your former players play golf. Everybody in North Carolina plays golf, and you don't. So what are you going to do? Seriously, what are you going to do?
One, I got a lot of grandkids. We have a lot of land. I like being outside and working. I'm a Polish guy that's learned that to do work was dignified. So you golfers, you even have people carry your bags, for crying out loud. And I'm not going to do that. And by the way, I noticed that Wilbon moves around so much. Like, he used to be like a Chicago guy. Now you're like a cosmopolitan type of guy. What the hell happened? What happened?
Tony's in his attic. I had to leave town. I had to leave. Yeah, he won't go anywhere. Some of us have to actually work.
Yeah.
Well, I admire Tony for putting up with you. Yeah.
That's good. That's the right thing to say.
That's what my wife, the Duke alum, says as well.
We're thrilled. We're thrilled that you came on the show, and we're thrilled for your success. So thank you very much, Mike. Thank you. We are grateful.
Yeah. Thank you for everything. Over the years, putting up with us, too. We much appreciate it, Mike.
Yeah. And by the way, I watch you guys every night, so be careful.
Okay? Absolutely.
I'm looking at you. Can't wait to see you on a riding mower.
That'll be fun. There's Mike Krzyzewski on a riding mower cutting the lawn. Let's take one last break. Still to come, Bradley Beal reveals which way he's leaning about his future.
Tony, Mike and I are in the Chicago Hall of Fame, and I went in his class, Chicago Sports Hall of Fame. You got anything like that? No, you don't. Baseball players and owners had informal meetings today. What does that mean? Chicago Sports Hall of Fame, baby. Come on now.
No, that's good. But as long as you maintain that you went in his class.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Happy time, people. Happy 60th birthday, Jackie Joyner Kersee, one of the greatest American Olympians ever. Joyner Kersee, who married a track coach at UCLA, Bob Kersee, won medals in four different Olympics. She won silver in the heptathlon in Los Angeles in 1984, gold in the heptathlon and the long jump in Seoul in 1988, gold in the heptathlon, bronze in the long jump in Barcelona in 1992, and bronze in the long jump in Atlanta in 1996. Her brother Al Joyner won gold in the triple jump in Los Angeles, and her late sister-in-law, Florence Griffith Joyner, won gold in the 100, the 200, and the 4x100 relay in 1988, and two silver medals, one in the 200 in 1984, and another in the 4x400 relay in 1988.
Tony, Carl Lewis and Jackie Joyner, to me, are America's greatest Olympians. And I know I'm leaving out a lot of people, and a lot of people, Michael Phelps and Simone Biles, a lot of people, you know, are qualified to be in that discussion of that short list, you know. But those two stand out to me, and that's a function of age, bias, and the time in which I was covering the Olympics. But wow, yeah. Jackie Joyner Kersee, I mean, seriously, up there at the top.
Happy anniversary, Terry Bradshaw. On this day, 39 years ago, the four-time Super Bowl champion quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers underwent elbow surgery in his native Louisiana. Bradshaw missed the first 14 games of the 1983 season, and then in December against the Jets, Bradshaw felt a pop in his elbow as he threw a touchdown pass in the second quarter. Bradshaw left the game. He never played again. The hidden gem in this story is that Bradshaw checked into that hospital under the name Thomas Brady. Was Bradshaw clairvoyant? Did he know that Brady, who was five at the time, would grow up to be the GOAT? Or was it just easy to take another TB name? And a shout out to Quirky Research.
Bradshaw, thankfully, for those of us watching football, has become a comedic figure in the, you know, a million years that he's been retired. But let me just say this. The coolest thing about getting to go to the Super Bowl, and I've been to about 30 of them, Super Bowl week, it's not the stupid game. It's being able to be around guys like Terry Bradshaw, specifically Terry Bradshaw, and listen to the stories and be at lunch. Is there a better storyteller, Tony, anywhere, anytime, than Terry Bradshaw?
He's terrific.
So entertaining, he's so engaging. Terrific. He's just the best.
Happy trails to another winning season for the Sacramento Kings. New Orleans beat the Kings last night by 30 points, handing the Kings their 41st loss and ensuring they will not have a winning season. The Kings are now 23-41. They've lost 5 of 6. They stink. It's not remarkable that the Kings stink. It's remarkable for how long they have stunk. Josh Dubow of the Associated Press tweeted that when Rick Adelman coached the Kings, they had winning seasons in all 8 of his years. Can you guess how many other winning seasons the Kings have had with all other coaches in 29 years in Sacramento? Zero. None. Goose egg. Squat douche. That's amazing.
It is. Rick Adelman also earned a championship ring, but he got hosed out of it in 2002 in a playoff game against the Lakers, in which the league basically handed the Lakers a game in a playoff and a series victory that should have gone to Sacramento. To be Rick, remember, had Chris Webber, Peja Stojakovic, Vlade, Mike Bibby, Bobby Jackson, Hedo Turkoglu. He had terrific teams. They earned a championship they were cheated out of.
Quick to the big finish. Bradley Beal said today it's fair to say he's leaning towards re-signing with the Wizards this offseason. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I believe him, but is that the best thing for both parties? I don't know going forward that's it anymore. The NFL dropped all COVID protocols effective immediately. Is that significant?
Sure it is. Sure it is. Are people following the science or are they following the politics at this point? Baseball and the Players Union had informal two-on-two meetings in New York today. Are you encouraged by that?
Encouraged. I'm not even paying attention to that. TCU tries to upset number 6 Kansas for the second time in 3 nights, this time in Lawrence. You like their chances?
I don't. Kansas has lost 2 in a row. I don't see them losing 3 in a row.
I don't
either.
Last
one, Lakers at Clippers tonight. 4th loss in a row for your Lakers?
Probably, Tony. The Clippers are just a better team. And the Lakers, you know, they had that valiant effort to get back in that game against Dallas and lost. Yeah, I'll go with the Clippers to win.
I like the Lakers tonight. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I am Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.
Mike Krzyzewski was great with us. He was
terrific.
Great.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.